now headed to the ring from Orlando, Florida, at a combined weight of, what, really? Never mind, the Top Rope Wrestling Podcast.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another edition of Top Rope Wrestling Podcast. I'm Rick, and Drew's over there trying to figure out what the hell is wrong with his headset that apparently is not working.
I'm here.
You're here?
No, I can't hear anything.
You can't hear anything?
I'm here.
Okay. Well, you can hear me, and that's all that really matters, right?
I guess.
And, you know, I think we're a little hot, or at least I'm a little hot. This week we're going to go ahead and talk a little, well, pretty much we're going to spend the entire episode talking about Money in the Bank.
Yeah. I guess I don't need these headphones.
Yeah, you don't really need the headphones. We don't have anyone on the call this time, so it's pretty simple. Yeah. Well, we got the Money in the Bank pay-per-view coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and review it. I'm going to turn you up just a little bit.
All right.
There we go.
I can't tell if you turn
I know you can't, but absolutely. So you want to start from the beginning?
Yes.
Start with the beginning. So, on the kickoff show, we're going to do the kickoff show, right?
Might as well. Yeah, we do everything.
I know. So, the Cruiserweight Championship, Tony Nese versus Aria Diavari.
I have no fucking clue who either of those are, so I'm going to say whoever the champ is.
That would be Tony Nese. And, yes, I would have to agree he's probably going to be.
What we should do? Do you have notepad or Word?
Do I have notepad or Word?
Yeah.
I do,
yes.
You
should copy and paste who we pick.
Okay.
So that we remember next time.
We probably should. It's not a bad idea. Or we could just go back and listen to the podcast and take notes later.
Who does that?
Who listens to our podcast? I really don't know.
Who sits at their desk every Monday morning and listens to their own voice?
Not me, but I know you do.
Yes.
So, well, we got... okay, so moving on to the match number two. It's the SmackDown Tag Championship, Daniel Bryan and Rowan versus the Usos.
That's an easy defense by the champs.
Yes.
Who are Rowan and Daniel Bryan?
Is it?
Felt like I needed to fill in that
I wasn't
for
sure.
You.
because I think last time I was paying attention, the Usos were the champs. So
yeah, they're not even on
SmackDown anymore.
Good God. Do you know about this wild card bullshit?
Yes, okay. I have. Right, I was reading up on it where they can move between them.
It's four wrestlers each week can move between.
Yeah, it's kind of stupid.
It's such convoluted bullshit. It's not funny.
Yeah, there's not even a real reason to have a separation if you're going to just keep doing that. So, yeah, pretty easy defense, I'm guessing. They don't really move championships on the kickoff show anyway.
Yeah.
Generally speaking.
I don't think they're going to move a SmackDown championship to Raw because then these guys would have to come and defend it every week. It'd get too
Yeah, it would be a mess.
Silly.
So, moving on to the actual show.
Okay.
The U.S. Championship, United States Championship, Samoa Joe champion versus Rey Mysterio.
All right. I'm going to say that is a defense for the champion. And I'm going to say somehow Rey Mysterio's son is going to get involved. I don't know if it'll be... I know.
Sorry, we have a small child that is deciding to crawl his way into the
room. Doing a G.I. Joe-like crawl across the floor
with his
full-on elbows and everything.
With his, he's trying to get some water, I think, out of the fridge.
By the way, props to him, though, for...
For trying to be...
Trying to avoid the camera that's not there. But still, good job.
Good job. So,
Rey Mysterio's son's going to get involved. I don't know if it'll be turning on him and helping Samoa Joe or distracting, like trying to distract Samoa Joe and it ends up backfiring on Rey Mysterio, but I think Samoa Joe wins this one very easily.
There's that car again. I really need to find some way to soundproof this room.
Yeah.
So, next up is The Miz versus Shane McMahon in a steel cage match.
I think you finally have to pay this one off and The Miz has to win.
Yes. So their match at WrestleMania was good.
Oh yeah, I liked it.
I didn't like the ending. I thought it was corny, but that was just me because I think anytime that they use those
crash kits
crash kits and stuff like that, it's especially when you can tell it was a crash kit.
Yeah,
you said that you didn't see it, and I did see it.
Yeah.
So I think I may have been paying attention or looking for it. So,
I mean, it depends. Like the less. the less involved in a match I am, the more I will pay attention to stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm actually engaged, like, you know, I'm a Miz fan. So if I'm engaged in the match, I tend to, like, try to focus on the match.
I can see that. And apparently the Miz's dad broke his ribs in the match or something, broke a rib or something like that in the match because he wasn't supposed to go into the ring initially. But I guess the Miz told him to just go with the flow, and he ended up in the ring.
Yeah,
he ended up with a broken rib.
Put his dukes up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if that wasn't supposed to happen, the whole Shane McMahon punching him was, like, impromptu?
Yeah, I guess so. It was supposed to be, I guess he was supposed to stay down in his seat, and then I guess he just went with it and got thrown up onto the into the ring. And
good for him.
So,
I mean, he is the father of the A-lister, so
he's
got to be a
and
showman.
And he went right along with it.
Yeah, he's got to be a showman.
This might be my most dreaded match, this next one coming up.
Okay.
It is Roman Reigns versus Elias.
Oh, God. If this match is more than 7 minutes, it's too long. This needs to be entrances. Bless you.
My son is now sneezing in the background.
Entrances, a couple little square ups. Elias tries to hit Roman with the guitar and fails. Okay.
But Elias's intro might take 5 minutes. That's the problem.
I forgot you hate Elias.
I do. I strongly dislike Elias. Although, okay, I have laughed more at his entrances. His WrestleMania entrance actually made me laugh a little bit. So,
but he's good now. You're holding the grudge from NXT. He's good now.
Oh, no. I don't like him.
WWE stands for Walk with Elias.
I don't. He was horrible in NXT, and he's horrible on the main roster.
By the way, it's been brought to my attention by a coworker that when I am arguing passionately or something, I now karate chop the air when I'm trying to make a point.
You do. You're like, I beat you up. Yeah, I beat you.
I karate chop air when I am engaged in what I am saying. But yeah, this match needs to be no more than 7 minutes.
Yeah, I could definitely see that.
Obviously, this goes to Roman Reigns. I can't imagine them putting Elias over him.
Yeah, they're trying to push Reigns anyway, and mm-hmm. that's pretty much it. I would be shocked if Elias won. Now we're gonna get to the women's Money in the Bank ladder match,
MITB,
featuring Nikki Cross, Naomi.
Oh, they did put her in it.
Yes,
so she took Alexa Bliss's spot.
Yes, who is not medically cleared,
which sucks because
she might still be there.
She is my number two favorite wrestler.
I understand this. But she might still show face. It's just,
I hope she does.
Nikki Cross, Naomi, Natalia, Dana Brooks, Bailey, Mandy Rose, Ember Moon, and Carmella.
This has got to be, I mean, logic would say it goes to Bailey. But Bailey doesn't, she's been champion before. She doesn't need the Money in the Bank thing, but it might be to push starter. Dana Brooke. I'm going to go with Dana Brooke.
You're going to go with Dana Brooke?
Yeah.
That's a hard one. I'm trying to think of who they want to really push.
The obvious choices are like Bailey or Natalia or Naomi, but they've all had the belt before multiple times. So it's not like they need the Money in the Bank to
push them
champion. Yeah. So the one that needs it out of all of them is Dana Brooke. So that's the only reason I'm going to pick her. I don't think she really deserves it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think they might give it to Bailey. I mean, they haven't really given Bailey a push recently. I mean, she's been involved in big matches, but I think it would be a chance to give her push.
Tag team
she was,
champion?
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, even though Alexa Bliss is supposed to be in the match, I don't think she was going to win anyway because I don't think they were going to back to back have her do it back to back.
Right.
Plus, she's not been on TV a lot as
a
wrestler.
Well, because she's been nursing an injury. So, we got that, and then. Next up is the men's Money in the Bank.
Okay. Who do you got?
Sorry. I have a small child running around the room.
They can see him.
Yes, they can. His head is popping up right there. How about that? We got the men's Money in the Bank ladder match featuring Ricochet, Drew McIntyre, Baron Corbin, Finn Balor, Ali Andrade, Sami Zayn, and Randy Orton. Sami Zayn was a late replacement.
Yes. And I hate to say this, I'm starting to enjoy Sami Zayn finally.
You're finally starting to enjoy Sami Zayn with his MIDI ska?
Yeah. Because he has become such a fucking asshole that it's how I see him.
Right.
So it's like, okay.
He's finally fitting the mold of what you think he should be.
I don't like when guys who I think aren't smiles and high fives outside of the ring play smiles and high fives inside the ring.
Right.
And that's what he was for a lot of years. Now he just goes out and bitches about what hypocrites the crowd are. So it kind of amuses me. So I'm starting to come around a little bit on Sami Zayn.
I would love to, as far as this match is concerned, mm-hmm. I'd love to see Ricochet win.
It's not going to happen.
But if he doesn't do something ridiculous off the ladder,
that is why he's in the match.
So
he's in that match for one reason, and that's to steal the show and not win.
Right.
Drew McIntyre, but he doesn't really need it. I think he can get a championship on his own.
Right.
I think it's Ali or no, Baron Corbin was last year or the year before. Last year's. It's going to be It's going to be Andrade or Ali. Those two seem to gain the most by winning it.
Okay. I could definitely see
that. Which I'm going to lean on, since I have to make a pick. I'm going to lean on Andrade.
Okay. I could definitely see. God, I might go out there because I might.
Be bold. Be bold. Ricochet.
I'm not going to pick Ricochet. That's who I want. I actually think that Sami Zayn might win.
Okay.
He's been getting a little bit of a push lately, and it would get him over more. Mm-hmm. I mean, and
it'd give him something to talk about.
It would. Give him more to talk about. So I'm going Sami Zayn.
Okay.
Going out there a little bit. We have next up on the card the SmackDown Women's Championship, Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair.
All right. She is losing one of those belts.
Yes.
That night.
Yes.
The obvious choice is to pick that she loses it to Charlotte, but I'm going to pick that she loses it to
Lacey Evans.
The Southern Belle.
Yeah. Lacey Evans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say that. Through some, I don't know, maybe Lacey Evans comes out and like tries to work her over a little bit. It also depends on which match goes on first.
According to this, it's going to be that one first. Mm-hmm. Lacey Evans will be second, but I don't know if this is the official card
or not. Is it Wikipedia?
No.
Okay. Wikipedia usually doesn't have them in any kind of order.
No, this is CBS.
Okay. So I'm going to say Charlotte wins that match, or if Becky wins it, it's by like not Charlotte wins. Charlotte loses that match. If she does win, it's by like DQ or some bullshit happens.
Oh, so she doesn't drop the title?
Yeah, I'm saying she keeps the SmackDown title, loses the Raw title to Lacey Evans.
Okay, I could see that.
And if the Lacey Evans one is second, it might be because Charlotte comes in and
beats her.
Yeah.
God, now that you brought that up, that I could see the Charlotte angle. Coming in, I don't see Lacey Evans beating her straight up. Either she gets injured in the Charlotte Flair match, or Charlotte Flair comes in. I could definitely see that. It'd be interesting to see her drop both titles.
It would be.
I don't think that that's what's going to happen, but it would be interesting to see them, like, and that like this fuel this fire inside of her that she needs to go back and blah blah blah, you know, whatever.
I mean, as we wrap this portion of it up and go into a smidge of news at the end, we'll go over her new poll she has in the company.
Oh yeah. So I'm gonna go with a loss to Charlotte Flair, and she'll win against Lacey Evans.
Does she keep both titles? No, because she can lose to Charlotte. She by can DQ. Lose to
right. No, I think she loses
the belt
to Charlotte.
So then she would become a Raw person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess. Right. Yeah, that's going to be my go-to for right now. We'll see. And with the ever-changing rosters, we'll we'll see how that goes. And then next up is the WWE Championship, Kofi Kingston versus Kevin Owens.
I don't know.
And his very loud car?
Yes. Where does his car drive at?
Baldwin Park.
Okay.
Yes.
Like by where I work or yeah. over here?
No, over there.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense. It's right by the performance center.
Yes.
Okay.
I think he either owns a house or rents a house out in that area. So, but yeah, you can see it. Everyone, it's a black, I think it's black and silver.
I wonder if when he
Hellcat.
Was, I wonder if when he was doing his vignettes at the bowling alley, when he was on his comeback, mm-hmm. he was spending time with his family that was supposedly in Canada, if that was, because it was his cell phone.
Right. Almost.
I wonder if it was that Boardwalk Bowl.
It could be Boardwalk Bowl. I didn't watch him close enough. I can go back and look. I'll tell you if it's Boardwalk. That's for yeah. sure. So who are we thinking here?
I'm going to have to go Kofi. I can't see them ripping the belt off him in his first pay-per-view defense, of course.
That was interesting.
Of course, they did have him defend it twice now. Once against Daniel Bryan successfully and once against someone else successfully. I can't remember who. So they could have had him do those two title defenses to have him defend his title so he can lose it to Kevin Owens. But I'm going to say Kofi wins. I think they're going to ride the Kofi wave a little bit longer.
I was going with the Kofi pick anyway, so I will continue to go with the Kofi pick.
I can definitely see Kevin Owens being the next champion, but just not yet.
Not yet.
Maybe SummerSlam.
Yeah, I can see that. Okay. I like Kevin Owens just because I feel like I could be Kevin Owens. I think that's the reason.
I went from not enjoying Kevin Owens, thinking he was kind of just a boring character, to now absolutely one of my favorites.
I can see, yeah.
It was the Festival of Friendship was probably one of my, and you know me with the modern WWE, I do not like it anywhere right. near as much, but that Festival of Friendship segment was probably like a top 10 for me.
Nice.
Raw moment. And then now he's just crazy, like he screams randomly in the right. middle of his matches and stuff. And he just entertains me. I he does crack me up, and you're right. I feel like he speaks for us.
Yes, he is. He's the fat guy.
Yeah.
Cassius Ohno is another one of those guys. But I'm like, you know what? I could be you. Yeah.
Perhaps we'll see him tomorrow.
There is a possibility. I don't think he's on the tour in the nationwide tour.
I think they had to save. I think Gargano's going to be there because they had to save someone for this.
Yeah.
They can't just put it on.
I've been trying to look because they're doing St. Pete tonight. They were in Tampa yesterday. And I've been trying to look at the cards to see who was there.
Oh, okay.
So, but I haven't been able to really tell.
I get one.
Who's been there?
I since I can't get Ricochet, not Ricochet, Velveteen, I gotta get Johnny Gargano. Gotta get
Johnny Wrestling?
Yeah.
Johnny Wrestling. Apparently he's teaching more than he used to at the center, so.
Oh, cool.
I
don't think they're going to bump him up until Ciampa, whatever that guy's name is, comes back.
Yeah.
Which is stupid. They don't need to be a tag team. That Ciampa guy could run all over the main roster.
Yeah, he could. But Johnny Gargano is a better mouthpiece. Like mm-hmm. he's better on the mic, and I don't know. I think they make a good team because of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see them doing where they do singles and like where they're both.
Well, what I would
they think, don't really do that much anymore.
They
though.
Could do where they're they. Could, I mean, they could go through their NXT storyline. Their partners. Ciampa turns on them.
Yeah.
They have those friggin'
mass. Yeah.
Absolutely better than any WWE match street fights. And then and I'm not an NXT guy, like
right.
I don't sit there and like blow NXT like everyone else does.
I like it.
but those matches are just way better than anything they do on the main roster.
I 100% agree.
So yeah, Kevin Owens.
Well, no, Kofi Kingston is who we think is going to win. Kofi. But Kevin Owens is who we like.
So go ahead and land that plane.
Keep
my
going.
Pick is Kofi Kingston.
Mine too. And the Universal Championship, Seth Rollins versus AJ Styles.
I don't think they're going to take the belt off of him that quick, and I don't think AJ Styles is ready for another championship run yet. So
I think I'm with you, and I think that Seth is going to keep it. I think AJ is going to make the match really, really good, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, AJ Styles doesn't, he's one of those guys that has very few bad matches.
Yeah.
Like you can put him in a ring against a tree and he would figure out a good way to have a match with him.
Yeah.
So, and I really enjoy AJ Styles as a wrestler, as a character, you know, whatever.
He can't really talk very well.
So, I mean, he's better than some. But at the same time, it's always been with him. His wrestling is just phenomenal. I mean, it's the phenomenal.
He's like Seth. Seth doesn't do the best promos. He did good heel promos, but his face promos?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
This has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but I was just this because I was listening to another podcast recently. They were talking about APA and their old backstage promos. And I was like, and all I could like, where they used to have the door when they'd make people walk through the door. Yeah. And I was sitting there and I was just thinking all the times that they were just sitting there back there playing cards and this person would come in or that person would come in and they'd yell at them for not using the door. And
those guys got $40 of my money for pure shock nostalgia. So a couple of years ago, 2015, me and two of my buddies went to Supercon in Miami.
Okay.
Drove down there. We were just there overnight and came back. I was there to see Jay from Jay and Silent Bob.
Right.
All right. And Dante from Clark's. All right. All three of us split up for a while, and they're chatty guys. So they don't mind going up to any of these celebrities at these cons and just talking their fucking ear off and not paying.
Uh-huh. I've done that a couple times. Yeah, I can't say anything.
Sitting there and talking their ear off. Well, I knew there were wrestlers there, and I think I knew the APA was there.
Right.
But seeing them and knowing they're there is two different things. And I was looking for my friends. I turn the corner, and they're talking to the APA, and I look at them, and I'm like, holy shit, that's fucking Farouk and Bradshaw. And I immediately dug in my wallet.
Just to go have a conversation with them?
No, I wanted to take a picture with them and stuff. But it was just like, it hit me with so much like good nostalgia that I was just like, oh my God, yes.
Well, I just felt like they all, and they talked about it on the podcast that they're actually really, they are good friends.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
they are. And they used to room together and everything else, but they always came across as good friends.
Yeah.
Like, and I think that was just part of the spiel or the shtick. And yeah, it was just, they were talking about it and it brought back very fond memories.
Yeah.
And when we talked about promos, their promos were pretty great.
I think Bradshaw is one of those very healthy workout conscious guys that looks at me and is just like, ugh.
We should bring in one of those guys. I know one of those people will look at you and go, ugh.
Yeah, he was very polite to me. He's very nice. Shook my hand, talked to me for a few minutes, but I could just feel the go fatty.
So, yeah. I'm trying. I think that's all for the Money in the Bank.
Is that the card?
That is the card for Money in the Bank.
Right. Well,
that was pretty quick. We ran through that.
So, since we've last left,
yes,
they've instilled the wild card rule.
Yes,
which is we've discussed is fucking ridiculous.
Yes.
Let's see. Oh, Seth and Becky are an item.
Yes,
that was unnecessary news that I found out via Instagram. What's my two? Oh, my two big ones. Ric Flair back in the hospital.
Yes.
Did I don't they know if he's back out yet or.
Well, they said it was a major thing. Yeah. So I don't think that they've surgery postponed until next week is the last thing I've heard.
Okay.
Well. It's some complications that need to be resolved first. It's apparently not officially known, but related to his heart.
Yeah.
And rumored to be an issue with his pacemaker. I did not realize he had a pacemaker.
Neither did I. Hopefully he's not taking bumps.
Yeah.
My last little bit, which I think is probably the biggest wrestling news of the week, is that AEW got picked up by TNT.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to that.
I really am, too. Are we going to try and go to the pay-per-view they're doing here?
Are they doing one?
Yeah, they're doing one in Jacksonville or Daytona or something like that.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
When is it?
I don't remember.
Hopefully, if it's a weekday, it's after July 4th, because then I'll have vacation time.
I'm just trying to look it up real now.
But I'm excited. They're going to have, like, I know Impact is on, well, used to be, it's not anymore. It was on regular TV, but it didn't seem like. Like, this seems like it's a viable second option.
July 13th.
Ooh, what is the day of the week?
I'm
guessing a Sunday.
Yeah, that would be my guess, too.
Or a Saturday.
I'm almost positive it's... it is a Saturday. So,
it's
cool.
It's in Daytona?
Jacksonville.
Jackson. Yeah, I'll go.
So, I actually might even have a place we can crash if we need to.
Cool.
So, yeah, it's the Fight for the Fallen.
Cool.
That's what it's called. Their first pay-per-view is coming up in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Yep. Double or Nothing.
Yes. Which, by the way, I don't know if you've seen the cost on it.
Well, they're old school pay-per-view.
Yeah, they are.
They don't have a network.
Well, they have access to a network now.
Which one?
They have access to Bleacher Report.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, because it's part of TNT.
Oh.
So they actually have access to it, and it's going to be offered, but only for $10 cheaper.
What
on
is
the streaming service.
What's the going cost?
It is $59.99 on cable, $49.99 through the thing.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why I used to spend most of my pay-per-views at the Oyster Pub in Daytona.
Correct. And I'm
or Wing House.
And I'm going to look and see if there's somewhere that's going to cover it. Maybe they'll have a Copper Rocket. We can go to the Copper Rocket. And
maybe we can try to
get some trivia.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have AEW trivia.
Maybe we can try to
Chris Jericho.
Maybe we can try to broadcast.
Oh, maybe. Like beforehand?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we can do that. Well,
we're
we
still going to try to do the next Mayhem one?
Yes.
Like a booth there?
Yes. Right. We've gotten really involved with going to these Mayhem on Mills matches. Yeah. They're really fun. I'm not going to lie. It's a local promotion.
I almost got my ass kicked in the last one.
Yeah. You had trash can parts flying at you. And
I had two of the three guys in the main event ram into me during the match.
Well, and one of them give you a hug.
flat out jumped out of the ring, walked over to me and put his arm around me, and we watched the other two fight.
Yes. It was pretty wonderful.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed that. That's like punk rock wrestling.
Yes. And the other big thing is Ashley Massaro.
Yes.
Because she apparently it hasn't been officially ruled a suicide, but apparently she committed suicide over
popping pills or
they haven't said how it went down. So sad for them and her daughter. She had a young or a teenage daughter, maybe 20-year-old daughter. I don't know. So that was kind of sad. Trying to think of what else I know. Jack Swagger is going to be with AEW.
Oh, that's good.
It's not officially announced, but apparently he dropped the news by accident on somebody's podcast or on somebody something.
What I like is I don't watch New Japan or Ring of Honor or anything, and I know about Kenny Omega and those guys.
Right.
Now I'm going to get to see them every week.
Yes.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
I'm totally stoked about watching the
even if it's only an hour long show, it's still.
Yeah, no, I you know what? I am fine with an hour long show because that means that they have less time to fit more content in, and they don't have to worry about filling 2-3 hour shows with blah, blah, blah. Let's get to, short promos, get in the ring, let's fight.
Have a couple ongoing angles that make sense.
Yes. That they can do over weeks and weeks and weeks leading to the next pay-per-view. Pay-per-view. Yeah. I'm mumbling today. I guess there's been some other news, but nothing really massive.
What I was gonna say is if we can do a live broadcast from that Mayhem on Mills thing,
yes,
I'll order some stickers. We can have like a little table.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Put out some stickers.
Well, I was gonna put up a table. I was gonna try and get a runner too.
Like is that the
thing that goes over the table? Yeah. So we'll see about that. We do have some magnets, so if you want a magnet, hit us up, topropwrestling@gmail.com, because I forgot the E when I was typing it in, or just go to our Facebook page.
We should make them do something. Subscribe to us.
Yes. Show us that you are subscribed.
Send a picture to our Instagram or our
Facebook or Twitter
or email,
whichever.
And
you can use the contact page on topropewrestling.com.
Click subscribe. We prefer you give us a 5-star rating, but we understand if you don't, we'll still give you a magnet.
Yes. And
subscribe.
Please do go rate and review us because that will bump us up the list of wrestling podcasts. Because right now we're lost at the bottom.
Yes, we are. We have done some very good shows.
I think we have. We've done some bad shows too.
And some terrible shows.
But we have. We've done some.
We still have one in the can that I'm kind of dreading getting released.
We were a little mean to a dead guy. It doesn't really matter that much. Come on. It wasn't that bad.
We were having fun with it.
We were. Sorry. We got some shows coming up that we'll be doing. I think we've got a couple of indie wrestlers that want to talk to us.
Yep. Hopefully I can lock up that one. I'll have to send him another email.
We also have a comedian who's shown interest in coming in and having and sitting in with us one time. He wants to talk Andre the Giant.
Okay.
So
who is it?
It's Ross McCoy.
Okay.
He's a local guy.
We are supposed to be getting a promo cut on us.
Oh.
By a friend, coworker of mine.
By a coworker of you? He's going to cut a promo?
He wants to come in and sit and talk about the shitty state of wrestling.
I don't disagree with him. So, I mean, I don't know if he'll get much, much fight
well,
back
me and
from
him,
us.
Yeah. Me and him, like, me and him debate pretty much everything.
Well,
so.
Okay. Well, that's good. We can launch a debate, go back and forth. What if I come up with debate topics and you guys go back and forth on
ooh,
it?
Yeah,
I will be the debate master.
That's actually, he will enjoy that.
He will enjoy that?
You can moderate it.
I will moderate the debate.
It might go a little longer than our 30 minutes because.
That's fine.
It might take 12 minutes to make a point.
That's fine. We can have a longer show. And I will get more than four questions in.
Yes. And we have also discovered that I
love your Red Scorpion. Good guy.
We have discovered that I work with a man who is a hip hop artist that raps about wrestling.
Yes, you did tell me about that.
So I am trying to get him at least. I'm going to reach out to him. I just haven't figured out if we want to do a phoner with him or if we want to bring that in here.
Whatever you want. I'm pretty open to.
He doesn't know me, so I can't.
Oh, got it.
I don't want to just approach him and be like, "Hey, sir, I have a podcast and." Well, you rap about wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah, so we got that. We got we got a lot of stuff on the ticket. We'll have a couple more. We're going to go off the top rope with a couple more people here in the next couple weeks. Definitely sit down and do some recording.
Yeah.
So I think we are.
Are we live next week?
We should be. No, next week we are not live.
Okay.
Next week, I will be at a banquet.
Okay.
But we do need
We're definitely going to have to record a few pretty quickly.
We are, yes. Those are, I think that's all we got coming up. Okay. And then July will be fun. We got lots of stuff to do in July.
Yeah.
So if you guys have any, comments, questions, or just want to give a shout out, always hit up our Facebook page, hit up our the contact me on our website, which is toproperwrestling.com.
Instagram.com, Top Rope Wrestling on Instagram. And
yeah,
Twitter,
we're Top Rope. Yeah, we're Top Rope Wrestling.
I think we're Top
Twitter.
Rope Wrestling Podcast. On
we're Top
Instagram?
Rope Wrestling Post. I know we're Top Rope Wrestling Podcast on Facebook for sure. So
let's see what we are here.
Hold but on. If you go to toproperwrestling.com, you can find all of our contact information and all of our social media on there.
Yeah. We are Top Rope Wrestling Podcast on Instagram.
Okay. Good to know. Right. Cool. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Yep. And I hope you guys enjoy the show on Sunday.
Yeah. We can't review it next Friday. We won't be live.
We'll figure something out.
All right.
Cool. See you guys soon. We really need to come up with some way to end the show.
We do.